The nearly 290-foot-long Ocean Navigator turned the final corner toward Liked Park as the sun rose behind it just before 7 o'clock Thursday morning. It's the 12th day of the cruise ship's current journey. Discussions about bringing cruise ships to Green Bay date back to at least 1999, when dock and park improvements were included in an effort to revitalize the city's downtown. In 2000, a German ship was forced to skip a planned stop in Green Bay due to high winds. A year later, the Arcadia skipped Green Bay for the same reason.
It's been a long time in coming. We've been working at this for probably at least 5 years, and it seemed every year there was something that came up, you know, even a world pandemic, imagine that. To have it sail into our port this morning was really very exciting for everyone that's been working at this.
Discover Green Bay President Brad Toll and his team were almost speechless when they saw the ship in person.
Well, as they say, seeing is believing. And we've kind of had a joke within our office that we'll believe this when we actually see it come in and pull onto our dock. And gosh, this morning, here it is.
A number of these cruise lines have advertised Green Bay as a potential destination actually for several years. So a few of us were, you know, crossing our fingers and knocking on wood until we really saw the ship arrive. It was a great visual coming across the bridge from the east side this morning, seeing the first of what we hope will be many more to come, cruise ships here in the city of Green Bay. And we've been working on this for several years and have invested, you know, significant funds in upgrading Liked Park here in order to accommodate these cruise ships.
Mayor Eric Genrich, in 2005, the city used about $350,000 in grant money to install wood fenders, rub rails, bollards, and fencing. Late last year, the city's redevelopment authority agreed to spend another $740,000 to install new bollards and floating fenders and to modify fencing and gates. That project used surplus money from a TIF district created for revitalization back in 1999 as well. The excitement on the ground, though, was palpable Thursday as optimism for the future seemed to unfold in front of the eyes of spectators.
It's a close-knit group of cruise lines that offer this experience. Our hope is that the word is going to spread really quickly. Bay is known as an incredibly hospitable place to visit, tremendous amenities, of course, Lambeau Field.
The impact, maybe just dollars and cents, is not as big as a lot of things that we bring in, but every one of these passengers gets off today, spends a little time in our community. Hopefully, they decide to plan a trip to come back for 2-3 days and really explore our community. They tell their friends there may be some people that could consider our community as a home someday or to move a business here. So there's a lot of opportunity, and these cruises are a little pricey. So we know it's an affluent crowd that's coming in too.
It took crews some time to get everything properly tied down and set in place for passengers to disembark. But the first people strolled down the gangplank around 8:30.
They're doing tours of our community, guided tours. This afternoon, there's a group that'll be going over to Lambeau Field, but a lot of people will have free time this afternoon to just explore.
Daryl Cook of Belleville, Illinois was on the ship. He was excited.
It's been wonderful. Went a lot of places I haven't been, and I couldn't name all the names, but it's been great. It's been enjoyable. It's been relaxing, and I've always wanted to come here because it's just a beautiful area, you know what I mean? I have got to go see the stadium. I've always wanted to go there. And it is historic. It's like something I've always wanted to walk on Lambeau Field.
Bad weather last night, and then we came in here with beautiful weather, and the dock's fantastic, brand new. And we christened your Yokohamas, that's the fenders, so yeah, we're all happy to be here. The wind was on the perfect side, so I didn't do anything much. I just brought her alongside, and the wind put me alongside.
The storms from Wednesday night were seen over the bay as well. Ocean Navigator Captain Gary Kerr worked to navigate the winds the best he could.
Oh, we had fun. Broke my computer. Yeah, it was just the front of that squall came. When it hit us, we had 50 knot winds, and we leaned over a little bit, but it soon passed. Mostly we slowed down, see which way the wind's coming, and we go into it. We knew it was going to be coming over fast, so we knew it wouldn't last long.
And without stepping foot off the ship, Kerr was already excited to enjoy the city for the day and to return later this month for a second trip. That one is set for June 30th.
Well, the Great Lakes are becoming more popular. We've been up here for 5 years now, and there used to be two ships, and now we're seeing a lot more vessels coming up. The word's out, the secret's out. It's a fantastic place in the summer. And we've got one more trip this year, and I'm sure next year there'll be more trips for both ships. We've got our sister ship, the Ocean Voyager. She'll be coming here next year as well.
The Ocean Navigator and Ocean Voyager are currently set to dock in the city a total of 6 times over the next 3 years. In Liked Park, Casey Nelson, WTAQ News.